My 18th birthday was the last day I was alive. Or maybe I should say, as a human being. I'm not even sure what I am now. Everything is different. Horribly different. And the day had begun so beautifully. My boyfriend had this big surprise for me. That moron. But I guess it's not his fault after all. So, he kind of asked me out. 8 o'clock. He drove me to the old church just outside town. The one we always use for parties on the weekends. I was thrilled because I thought he'd thrown a party for me. Like, with a DJ and all our friends. The way we used to at birthdays. I used to love the church. Especially the crypt. Of course, it's a goth cliche. But this was our secret sanctuary, our home, before it happened. So he brought me here and he acted all secretive. He took my hand and led me down the stairs. I was a little bit wobbly because of my boots. We were both dressed up for a party or a club. I wore fishnets, a short PVC skirt, lacy corset, choker, and all that. And satin gloves. He was hot, too, but I was too nervous to remember clearly. I used to love the crypt. Quiet, serene, antique. It seems much older than the church built on top of it. Now I know why. Not much there but stone columns. Dark niches and the huge, bulky altar in the center. It's not as elegant as the one in the church above, but there is something to it. The room seemed empty to me, but one could never tell. A few dozen candles were lit all over the place. It looked more romantic than ever. A white sheet was draped over the altar, an unusual color for this place, but I found it romantic too. My boyfriend gave me a long kiss. I didn't notice his tension, nor that he avoided looking into my eyes. I was too thrilled and overwhelmed. This was going to be the night. He would be my first. On my birthday. Everything was perfect. He led me to the altar. I noticed a few mistletoe twigs and the scent of patchouli. We used to joke about the rusty metal rings on the sides, but now I was excited to see that my boyfriend had fastened ropes to them. My first time would be kinky. He knew how much I loved to be tied up and helpless. This time, I kissed him quickly before he lifted me on the cold, massive stone table. His look seemed to say, "It's okay. I'll undress you later. It's always chilly down there, even during summer." There were 3 ropes, one over my head and 2 for my ankles. When he pulled them surprisingly taut, I felt that familiar tingle between my legs, but also a hint of unease. The candles flickered like from a soft breeze, although the air was still and stale as always. I must have looked like an upside-down V, ready to be deflowered. Or, I shook that other thought, but it was too late anyway. So there I was, in my favorite place, with my favorite person ever. Then, that favorite person gave me another kiss, this time on my forehead. Looked into my eyes with fear and sadness and whispered, "I'm sorry, dear. I'm so sorry." I froze, and at the same moment I heard heavy footsteps descending the stairs, and my boyfriend turned away. At first I saw nothing but a dark silhouette. Then I smelled him before I actually saw him. My father. His sweat is so familiar to me. My dad. My fucking dumbass dad. I was in a panic and started struggling like a fish caught in a net. He stopped right at the altar, between my tied legs, and said nothing. I had expected a sermon, so I was apologizing and trying to explain and rambling, until I noticed that he was still completely quiet. My father said nothing. The crypt was eerily still. Something was wrong, horribly wrong. I yelled for my boyfriend, but the only answer was the echo of my trembling voice. "His work is done," said my father in a gloomy voice. I admit that I was scared shitless. Struggling only made the ropes tighter, but I just couldn't stop trying. The whole thing seemed completely surreal. A tiny part of my brain still hoped it was a prank and that my friends would come jumping from somewhere to yell, "Surprise!" But nothing. It was deadly silent. Slowly, very slowly, my dad climbed onto the altar and knelt between my legs. Only then did I notice the faint glow in his eyes. Pale blue and dead. Absent. His voice was lifeless when he told me that this was the time, my 18th birthday. And the fact that I was a virgin? How for fuck's sake could he know? But it was utterly irrelevant. I knew I was lost when he opened his belt and began to unbutton his pants. My screams and pleads were dying and fading. They seemed to emerge from far away, not out of my brain. He reached beside me and held a knife. What the fuck? My boyfriend must have left it there without me noticing. I shrieked and begged him not to hurt me, but he didn't even look at me. Instead, he hiked up my short skirt and cut my panties off. The blunt side of the blade gave me goosebumps twice. Then my dad pulled the panties from under me. The altar felt hostile on my ass, despite the cloth. "It is time," he murmured absently. In a surprisingly swift movement, my father turned around and cut the sheet, then tore it in two, beneath himself and all the way up to my crotch. My bare, naked crotch. It made no sense, but I didn't care. Now my father looked at me, fetched my panties and formed them into a ball. I don't wear thongs or tiny little things. These were black satin panties that made a huge ball. I guess I knew what he was up to, but I was too weak to resist and too scared. My father pinched my nose and pulled at my jaw until I had to open my mouth with a gasp. My own panties. For fuck's sake, this was so gross. I had worn them all day. He had some difficulties working them behind my teeth. They filled my mouth completely and made my cheeks bulge. I have no idea where my father had kept the tape. But suddenly it was all over my mouth. My panties were sealed and it made me feel even more helpless. I had no hope that anybody would hear me, but a stuffed mouth was even worse. My dad removed his belt and buttoned down his pants. It wasn't hasty. He knew he had all the time in the world. This was not my dad wanting to fuck his daughter. This was much worse. Never before had I seen his erect cock, and it made me want to puke. It was way too big for my tight little pussy. Besides, I was a virgin, for fuck's sake. A virgin? My own dad was going to deflower me? No, please, for the love of God. But there was no God. Nothing but cold, chill, and darkness. I heard my muffled screams and felt the ropes bite into my skin as I thrashed in panic. It didn't change anything. My dad crawled over me. I felt cold sweat drop onto my cheeks. How could he do this to his little girl? I pleaded, begged, and whimpered, but he couldn't understand. Even if this was not my father, I could see it in his dead eyes, and the way they seemed to open to a void I could not fathom. The tip of his cock touched my lips and slowly pushed his way inside me. I screamed again. I was dry as a funeral drum. It hurt like a knife. Seriously, I have no idea why I didn't die from the pain, shame, and disgust. But I didn't. It just continued. My dad's fat cock drove deeper with every violent thrust. My first time was a puddle of tears. My dad was going to take my virginity. And he was. He was maybe halfway inside my tight pussy when he stopped his movement and looked directly into my eyes for the first time since he entered the crypt. The pain faded a little bit, but I knew what was about to happen. Then another thrust, and more pain than I could ever imagine. Until then, my body and mine exploded in a blinding flash of light, and I bucked my hips despite his heavy weight. My gagged scream sounded pitiful and useless. It seemed to spur my dad. He fucked me like a lunatic now, ramming his cock painfully and brutally all the way in. I was deflowered and being raped. Spit drooled on my face as he panted and grunted. The pain began to diminish. It must have been the blood, my cherry. I felt it trickle down my thighs. It wasn't that much better, though, because my dad continued to ram into me as if possessed. As if? I don't know how long it lasted. There was nothing but my burning pussy and pounding my cervix. But I think my dad came rather quickly. My father came inside of his own daughter. Another look from his glazed gray eyes, and grunted and pumped load after load into my bruised hole. No relief, only disgust and shame. This was my first time. His semen mingled with my blood and dripped out of my pussy. My dad stopped fucking me and pulled out. I gasped into my soaked panties as a last sharp stab ripped my sore pussy, and another stream of blood and semen flowed out. I sobbed and turned my head away. But it wasn't over. I had no idea. The pillars disappeared into a malignant darkness. I felt myself trembling. It was colder than before. My father got on his knees, panting heavily, and looked between my legs. I couldn't believe it, but he actually dipped his fingers into the bloody mess and looked at them. My dad looked at my virgin blood, for fuck's sake. He frowned and gazed into the darkness to my left. "Not enough," he murmured and reached behind my head. The knife must have been next to my head on the altar all the time, but it didn't matter. My father held it up, staring with empty eyes. I twitched and shrieked, but nothing was to be heard. As he lowered the knife towards my chest, my impulses made me pull away. But then I held still to avoid unnecessary injuries. Easily, he cut through the straps of my PVC corset and exposed my breasts. I wore no bra. Looking down, I saw how he brought the knife closer to my trembling breasts. I also noticed that my nipples were erect from the sudden cold air. In horror, I watched the tip of the knife touch my skin, then part it. The pain was shrill, and extremely unpleasant, unlike anything in my life. I shrieked unheard and stared at the bright red trickle of my blood that followed the path of the knife. The pain spread all over my chest as my father cut two lines from the sides of my breasts towards my belly button. Still, I hardly dared to move. It was literally a bloody nightmare. Then it got even more disgusting. My father took my blood onto his index finger and dropped some on my forehead. He painted some pattern or symbol. I was doomed. The blood on my forehead tickled and burned a little. I shook my head, but of course, that made no difference. My father seemed to be done. He stuffed his cock back into his pants, still covered in my blood. Then he spoke again to the darkness. It is done. She is prepared. My role-player mind had a vague idea what this could mean, but I just didn't want to believe it. Like a child that thinks evil will disappear when they close their eyes. While my father climbed down from the altar and buckled his belt, I heard a noise. We both heard it. It came from the dark corner of the crypt where my father had stared before. Actually, pretty much all was dark now. Most of the candles had gone out. The noise got louder. First, from down below and afar. Now heading towards us. A low, growling grumble, turning into a painful grinding like stone on stone. I hadn't noticed that my rapist father had fled. I fixated the place where the noise grew even louder, and then stopped with a screech. The echo seemed longer, as if the hall had expanded. Then I saw it. It is still difficult to describe, even after I've seen it up close. There is no clearly defined shape, nor color, and yet the glow was distinctive. Green, blue, some eerie orange, like a halo around its silhouette. A man, I thought. Two legs, two arms, and a head. And yet there was something wrong. When he approached me slowly, I couldn't say if the sound was of boots or of hooves. There was more, but that is irrelevant for what was about to happen. It halted at the foot of the altar and looked at me. Stared. At first, I couldn't make out any eyes, but they seemed to appear out of the dark of his face, seemed to grow. Tiny sparks of green, then glowing red coals without any expression. After a short eternity, it climbed onto the altar between my tied legs. Maybe not climbed. It moved or morphed. I didn't see the legs move, but then again, perhaps it was too dark. The remaining candles flickered, threatening to perish. Then he knelt between my legs, as if he were part of the altar, growing from the stone, dark, cold, and still. There was this rumble again, but this time it originated from the creature. Closer and more specific until I could make out words. You are chosen, it seemed to say. It is time. His voice gave me the creeps more than ever. I struggled once again without success. My whole body hurt and I wished everything to end. Maybe even that he killed me, but the choice was not mine. Never had been. The creature's eyes began to flicker and grow, beaming at me. In the pale light, I saw more of him. Something on top of his head. Cliche horns, I thought. Or worms. The Lord of Darkness from the movie Legend came to mind. But this here was much less specific. Anyway, it won't make much sense describing him. Wherever I looked, he became blurry, except for his fiery eyes. And that thing between his muscular legs. First, I thought, a cock. But it was more than just that. His cock rose as if by willpower, huge and glowing and double. First, I thought it was a deception, but he'd clearly two penises on top of each other. I was confused, overwhelmed by this creature so fearsome, gloomy, and authoritative. Then slowly he leaned over me, his massive hands next to my head. A smell of must was in the air. I can't describe it any better. Not unpleasant, but ancient and earthy. I couldn't move, just surrender and stare. Watch as his cocks grew and erected, pointing at me. I wasn't ready for a second rape. Can you ever be? But two? I had never had anything in my ass, for fuck's sake. And he was obviously going to... While I thought this was my biggest concern, he spoke again. The blood on my forehead seemed to burn as he spoke. You are the chosen one, girl. The circle will be closed. When you climax, your soul will be ours. Forever. His words felt like thunder in my head. Climax? Like come? Never in my life. I had no time to think. He began to move closer. Even his monstrous genitals seemed to stretch out toward my vulnerable openings. To my surprise, he ripped off the tape over my mouth and pulled the panties from my mouth. A relief, but I couldn't close my jaw for several minutes. So grotesque. My mouth was wide open, almost inviting, but there was nothing I could do. Even free of the gag. A hoarse croak left my mouth, but I was too fatigued to scream. The first touch was electrifying and irritating. The tip of his cock thing sent icy shivers through my pussy lips. I must have trembled. He slid right in, rough and scaly and slimy at the same time. Huge and thick. I gasped, but I couldn't scream anymore. Despite the girth and rough surface, it went in easily, stretching, extending, almost growing longer and thicker inside of me. Then the other thing touched my ass and wiggled and thrust its way inside. It was a little painful, but not as excruciating as I had expected. The feeling of fullness was overwhelming. I was literally stuffed. And it still entered me further. Both did. Finally, it touched my cervix. It hurt, but far more than physically. In a way, it hurt my soul. Like from far away, I felt him moving slowly, still digging deeper. It was overload. My eyes were glued on his, glowing in all colors and blacks. A low grunt reminded me of what he had said, and I shivered again when he opened his mouth. First, it looked like a distant light in a cave. His tongue appeared, that's what I thought, longer and longer. Finally, the only word left on my mind was tentacle. It squirmed and coiled, and it glowed too, orange, pink, and somewhat slimy. Searching for a moment, then it went straight from my mouth, pressing against my dry lips, pushing and grinding. I could only resist for a short while. Then it forced my mouth open and entered me. It tasted bitter and foul, sweet and sour and somehow old and rotten. Still very much alive, it probed and explored my mouth, then moved back and forth in an obscene rhythm, much like the two cocks inside of me. Never before had I been so completely filled and used, a fuck toy. But I was so much more, a tool. I had given blowjobs before, but this time I was nothing more than prey, a victim to be sacrificed. With every thrust, the intruder seemed to grow inside of me, pulsing and pushing. Every time I thought they couldn't go any deeper, something inside of me stretched. The strange, slimy tentacle in my mouth fucked like a primal, hungry cock, reaching the back of my throat, making me retch and gag. I heard myself moan, muffled and from far away, echoing from beyond the pillars. How could I possibly be aroused? I was being violated by a nightmare. A relentless nightmare, pumping, pushing, thrusting steadily, still deeper and thicker. I began to feel an urgent pulsing inside of me. At the same time, the snake cock tentacle in my mouth drove deeper down my throat. Winding and grinding, it drilled and pushed until it cut off my air completely. I retched again, or tried at least. I could feel that the twitching of my esophagus must have been quite pleasanter on his tongue cock. The other ones in my ass and pussy began to move faster and more violent. A deep growl came from where his mouth must have been. Maybe words, maybe just lust. Struggling frantically, I thought I was going to suffocate. But something inside of me knew that I wouldn't be so lucky. I couldn't escape. My lungs burned, but it was more like a tingle that spread through my writhing body and mingled with the burning in my pussy and ass. They were hot. It was hot. I realized that I thrust my hips to meet his impact, writhing in my bonds, not to try to escape, but to actually feel my helplessness, to enhance the feeling of whatever, everything. It was too intense. I tried to recall his words. When you climax, if... I knew I was lost. For a moment, I tried to think of something. Something what? There was nothing except three tentacles deep inside of me, raping me, possessing me. The one in my throat burning and pulsing. I needed to breathe so desperately. Tiny stars exploded before my eyes, and the burning in my lungs spread deliciously. I came. I exploded. I climaxed with a gigantic, silent inward scream, as all three cocks began to erupt and pump enormous amounts of sperm into me. I felt my ass and pussy being filled and stretched, and then overflow with a gush of sticky, slimy cum, my throat being flooded. I tried to swallow, gulping, gagging, but most of it ran from the corners of my stretched mouth. It was more than just liquid. I felt little things hit my cervix, bombarding me, and I could taste them in my mouth, like small eggs. I was being bred. Still, I came and squirted and trembled. Not just my pussy, my whole body climaxed, and I still couldn't breathe. I didn't exactly die, but something did, inside of me. The room seemed to expand into infinity, pitch black and blinding at the same time. The last thing I saw were his eyes, flickering, burning like lumps of coal, looking triumphantly and hungrily. I sank into them, or I was sucked in. And then there was nothing. Dizzy and without orientation, I woke up, my limbs hurting and every orifice sore, but on something soft and comfortable. It seemed like twilight, but in the meantime I know that I can see better in the dark. I am part of the dark. I belong to them now. And I am hungry. My dad and my boyfriend first.